Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Today is October 28th, 2019, and today's show is going to focus on Mercury retrograde in Scorpio throughout November 2019. We're going to take a look at this really awesome Mercury retrograde, all of the gifts it's going to offer, what is going to be opened up to you that maybe has been blocked. We're going to talk about the deeper layers that are moving through you and through the collective. And I'm also going to share with you some key dates around how this Mercury retrograde is supporting a really deep clearing of energy at a soul level. It's a very rare Mercury retrograde. And we have a lot to take advantage of here. We have a lot of support, opportunities, developments, realizations, and then to apply it as you move into the next phase of your life, as well as this next decade here on the planet. So I'm going to share with you more about these energies. And then I'm also going to share with you a very simple energy practice that's going to help you move emotions through your hands and fingers. This is specifically through a practice known as Jin Shin Jitsu, and I will talk more about that in the show today, but this is a great way to support your emotional healing and clearing, to support any blocks, fears, worries, sadness, grief. All of that can be healed gently and thoroughly. So we're going to have a really great show today. As always, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here. I always appreciate your presence and the time you make in your busy, busy life to join me for this podcast. For those who are new to the podcast, welcome. Please know that this has been a show that has been around for a number of years now, and that the astrology I offer and talk about is spiritual, intuitive, cosmic, galactic astrology, which is very different than some other types of astrologies out there. So I hope that this information adds to your astrological knowledge. I hope it supports your energy. And as always, I hope that you get something useful out of this show. So as we take a look here at Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, let me start by giving you some key dates to be aware of. First of all, Mercury never really goes retrograde. It's a perception. So it's our perception from here on the planet Earth that Mercury will station retrograde late on October 31st or November 1st, depending on where you're located. And it's going to stand still at 27 degrees of Scorpio and 38 minutes. This will actually be happening October 31st at 11:41 a.m. So it could happen for you on November 1st. It's a time of the mind. Mercury is the mind, communication, information, how we think, how we process information. The perception is that Mercury is slowing down and allows us time to integrate, to digest, to sit with something, review. The RE words are always common with retrogrades. Review, recommit, reprioritize, reconsider. And Mercury is the fastest moving planet. And think about how fast our minds move in a day. All the information that comes in, everything that we are thinking about or figuring out or sitting with, etc. So the Mercury retrogrades are the perception of Mercury stationing retrograde and moving in reverse. And this gives us time to essentially catch up with ourselves, catch up with our daily lives, catch up with our communications and our information and our projects. It's a slowing down of where we can be too unconscious. So every retrograde supports the development of further consciousness, where you see something new, you see something you missed, you aren't on autopilot all the time, you can review everything that's been going on or what's been in front of you and catch up. I typically give myself a Mercury retrograde project, something that I need to look at again or I want to rework. You know, I think it's a very useful, productive, beneficial time. So it's good to approach it from that mindset, because you can be very productive and you can get a lot done when you see it as a catch-up phase. Now, this Mercury retrograde, starting at 27 degrees of Scorpio, is going to go back to 11 degrees of Scorpio until November 20th or 21st, depending on your location on the planet. So it is 3 weeks, most of November, where Mercury is traveling throughout these Scorpio points, and it's going to be interacting with many planets, and really going into some very, I just feel it's like this really cool opportunity for awareness. It's the awareness that you've had throughout this year, and now it sinks in deeper. It gets absorbed into your mind. It also comes into a new place of consciousness about what you know is true for you, what you need, how you feel, and where you want to go next in your life. It's quite powerful. It's quite powerful. This Mercury retrograde is also retracing the area in your natal chart, these Scorpio degrees, where Venus was retrograde in Scorpio in 2018. And she was retrograde last October, November. So you think back a year ago, Venus was in the same area of your chart, reprogramming your deeper fears and perhaps emotional world that you weren't perhaps completely aware of, because this is the Scorpio energy. It brings something up that's been deep in the caves. It allows us to go into places that we wouldn't normally access. So that Venus retrograde in 2018 through Scorpio as well was about looking at how you feel about love, receiving, being loved, receiving love, what you really powerfully connect to in yourself that you don't compare to others. Venus in Scorpio was having you look at any emotional patterns that you've been locked in throughout your life. This can show up through the lower expressions of jealousy, resentment, control, manipulation, betrayal, the things that can persist underneath the surface. And it was a time of being very honest with yourself about relationships and how you show up in relationships, your ability to be intimate, to express your heart, express your feelings, and what needed to shift from an unhealthy place to a healthier place. Well, now Mercury is here in the same part of your chart, helping you form a new story, helping you understand something you didn't understand before. And this can be through new realizations. It can be certainly through what you've learned over the past year, what has changed for you, what has shifted for you. You might see a new fear, a fear around trusting people, for example, a fear around saying how you really feel to a person or about a situation. This is anything where now it's time to communicate something that's authentically you. And this Mercury retrograde is giving you time to massage these messages internally, to work through it within yourself, to not feel like you have to rush forward and make any grand declarations, but rather you have support that allows you to dig in to more of what's been blocking you. And in Scorpio, the fear is not being loved in return. That's one of the fears. The fear is not feeling loved. It can feel powerless, and that Scorpio energy will do anything it can to maintain a power or maintain a sense of control that isn't always, how should we say, healthy, that isn't always in the best intentions or the best nature of developing trustworthy relationships. But when you show up to a table and you're being very honest and open with that intention of love for yourself, worthiness, strength in your needs, understanding that other people will love you, value you, respect you, and they will show up at that table equally with you. They will show up equally willing to have, say, a hard conversation, or to do some problem solving, or to figure out the emotional needs that have not been addressed. So this is why Scorpio is also about our intimacy with other people and where we feel we can trust others with the truth of who we are. Because the truth is, we all have shadow aspects. We all have the parts of ourselves that are perhaps, shall we say, less desirable. You know, you have a bad day, you're in a bad mood, you're annoyed, you have some emotional places you go that you just want to be left alone. You know, we all have a spectrum of feelings that reside within us, but we don't give others access to that, which can be the right decision, absolutely. But this is about being right within yourself, or rather self-accepting, self-loving within yourself, and looking at what stories, patterns, emotions have persisted and repeated themselves in your life, in your world, in the Scorpio areas of your chart that have ultimately felt powerless. Because the journey of Scorpio is about understanding your power in every situation, but it can show up as feeling that it's been threatened, or that you don't have what you need, or that someone else is more powerful than you. And so it goes outside of itself instead of returning to within, and the energies within, the messages within, the truth within. And then we go into how this energy can become compounded over many cycles of energies, these patterns that are stuck and they keep repeating itself. That can be in this lifetime or across all lifetimes. It's looking at the energies that have accumulated through lifetimes of incarnations where you've been stuck in karmic situations or unfinished energies with people that have affected your power, and therefore affects how you perceive yourself, how you think about others, how you think about yourself. Again, the story you've created. See, Mercury is the messenger, and Mercury is the storyteller. So it's how our mind works. You know, we create all these little stories, and we have all these bits of information that we put together to form an understanding or a perception. And when Mercury is in Scorpio, it tends to be more private, emotional, withdrawn. Mercury in Scorpio can be very suspicious and skeptical. It is not trusting of others, and that is understandable if you've been burned a lot, if you've been in a repetitive, I just keep feeling a cycle, like these karmic cycles or these relationship cycles or these things that you've just kept engaging with that maybe have not fully connected you to the truth of who you are. And that spin cycle can be exhausting, and that can spin you down into pain, anger, grief, resentment, and then you go down even further into like living in a fear. Living in a fear that now it's not safe. It's not safe to be powerful. And that right there could be a good mantra to practice and remember I am safe to be powerful in my life. I am safe being myself in my life. I am safe living in my truth in my life. If you practice that safe word, if you make safe your safe word, it's going to help reprogram your mind. Because many of us have this deeper story that our soul has accumulated around danger and betrayal or rejection or lies. I mean, take your pick, right? It could be all the above. But there's something within us that has felt stuck in that spin cycle, and it's created the perception that has been limiting you. It's created a fear. It's created like this singular reality instead of, or rather, see, now I'm feeling a block. It's like there's something here that we're meant to step out of and away from because you know more now. You are more aware of who you are, what feels right, the even like the truth of an awakening. So a spiritual awakening happens in so many ways, and it happens throughout our lifetimes. And it's basically an expansion of knowledge. You learn more, you've understood more, you've come to see things in a different way. And so it can first come up through the people you know intimately, the people that you knew unconsciously even, such as a family, this what you grew up around. This was your normal. This was what you were taught. This is what you were taught to believe. And then if you haven't expanded beyond some teachings or understandings, then you can be locked into something by your own choice, by your own desires, by what you want, to stay in that energy. But when you have a spiritual awakening, your energy has expanded beyond what you previously knew. You see things from a higher vantage point, you've grown out of a situation, and all of a sudden you could find yourself irritated with people, impatient, annoyed, uncomfortable, you know, very difficult to be around. The energy has shifted. And oftentimes it can feel one-sided, but other people feel that in you too. And there can be things that come up in the dynamics that are really unsettling. And it's the undercurrents of energy have shifted. This is also Scorpio. It's the undercurrents of energy. And what you sense around, oh, now I see somebody's true intentions. Oh, now I see what they're really all about. Oh, and now I see who they really are. And I didn't realize, you know, that they were a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, you get into more answers and understanding because your energy has expanded. And now you can go into other places. And chances are, for most people, you become much more intuitive because now you're aware of information and insights and messages that you didn't receive before. So there is support here for so many people to move through this Mercury retrograde with a sense of power in what you have learned and in the truth of who you are now. And part of this reprogramming is to not give that away to anyone else, to not give that power away, and to look at your boundaries. Now, boundaries are always important for every water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, because that water can be very empathetic. It's very kind and loving. It wants to help people. It wants to be supportive. And it will seep and disperse its energy to its own detriment, where it's weakened, where you've lost some of your life force. You've lost some of your life force because it's like sinking down the pool. to instead of being, you know, 5 feet of water, it's now 10 inches of water. And it's like, well, you can't swim in that. There's nothing left for you. So part of this is calling back all of your energy and looking at where you have dispersed yourself for other people. Now, another thing that can come up in Scorpio, and it expresses itself in many ways. Every astrological sign expresses itself in many ways. It's not simple, which it can be taught as simple, but it has many different ways that it can show up in the world. And sometimes the Scorpio energy will believe that others are more powerful than themselves, and they will squash their own power and hold back or limit themselves and not step into a sense of power. So that's another way the Scorpio energy shows up, is that no, you're supposed to be powerful in yourself and not be there and support everyone else in their power. Are you supporting everyone else in their power and you don't have anything left over for yourself? That's another way you can have a higher understanding about how you're moving through your life, is that it's like, here, everyone, take all my money. Here, everyone, you can have all this food on the table. Here, everyone, you can have all the toys in my house. And then at the end of the day, you're exhausted and it starts to turn into resentment. Right? That, oh, I just gave all this to everybody and no one gave me anything in return. Or it wasn't equal. There wasn't even an acknowledgement of what I gave them. And then you have resentment. But if you look back on what happened, you realize, I guess I'm basically resenting myself because I'm the one who overgave. I'm the one who diminished my power. I'm the one who gave everyone access and I didn't put up boundaries. So you're looking at boundaries in your life and where you're overgiving. Sometimes too, the Scorpio energy will disperse itself or want to support other people in their power as a way to be recognized for their own power. And this is an interesting, it can be very unconscious, but it's just a way that the energy shows up. It's like the healthy relationships will give and receive. We know this, right? But we have various ways that we try to receive that can actually be a little bit manipulative. Unconsciously so, until you see the pattern. Now, if you really want to give to somebody, if you really want to write a check to somebody for $1,000, are you expecting something in return? Are you using that money for power, for control? These are the things to be aware of. It's how you share your energy with others. But what you're looking for underneath the surface to receive in return. And this Mercury retrograde is highlighting these patterns, is highlighting how you've operated with others. And it's actually asking you to be aware of this so that you don't take it forward. You don't have to be the supreme caretaker. You don't have to be the one who does everything for everyone. You don't have to be the one who has given everything and receives nothing. I mean, and so on and so on. I'll let you figure out whatever might be happening in your world. But it's understanding that you can trust, this is Scorpio, trust that you will receive from others who love you, who value you, and who see you. And what also happens during an awakening journey is that all these people leave your life and they are uncomfortable to be around. Your friendships change. You don't have anything in common or the friendship has expired. You see things differently with your family. You see things differently with coworkers. It's kind of like every area of life can have these changes. And it's difficult. It can be. It can be unsettling. It does depend how you deal with change and how you handle change. It's about where you're able to keep moving through a process, even when it's very difficult or lonely or trying. And the spiritual awakening is so messy and it's so emotional and all these things come up, but you're meant to keep going through it. And this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is going to give you some mental strength to keep going through the changes that are meant for you. For so many people around the world, you are needed in another area right now. And this is where I'm feeling a very strong source, spirit, God, universe energy that's telling you something has expired. And it's because your energy has grown bigger than that place, that situation, that relationship. Your energy has gotten so much, it's like wider, expansive, fuller, lighter, brighter, that you could be in a place that feels like a comfort zone and a safety zone. And I'm just feeling for so many people that, you know, you could know at a deeper level that you're done, but then your mind jumps in with all the fears. Or your practical sensibilities, which are good and needed, jump in with the money concerns or the things that are related to the situation. I mean, the job, the relationship, the place you live, or even just within yourself, the area within yourself that's, you know, you're meant to move forward and go into something new and different. And then your fear of the unknown comes up. And that can be a very loud voice in our head. And what I've come to understand is that this loud voice in our head is coming from a place of wanting to keep us safe. There's that word safe again. Especially if you are an HSP, a highly sensitive person, or an empath, you will avoid danger. You don't want to take a chance. You want to maintain a safety zone. But where we're going here is into a deeper understanding of how you trust Spirit, God, Source, the universe, and what you believe about Spirit, God, Source, the universe. And if you believe this is a benevolent energy that loves you, that supports you, that wants the best for you, maybe even just sit in that. And that's why your assignment is changing. Whether it's your life assignment, your career assignment, where you live, or even just something within you that you know is changing. Your assignment is changing because you're being called forward. You're being called into that next place that deep within you, you know is right. So this Mercury retrograde makes beautiful aspects to Pluto in Capricorn, Neptune in Pisces, Saturn in Capricorn, the Sun in Scorpio, and the North Node in Cancer. Over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to put the dates below this show, because I think if I ramble off a bunch of dates and numbers, it gets too confusing. But you'll see below the show that there are some really awesome energies here that are helping you trust yourself more, to trust what feels right. It's a feeling energy. It's something that nobody else would quite understand, and who cares? They don't need to. This is about you. This is about where your energy rises. What you feel is accurate for you. This Mercury is going to be trining Neptune in Pisces, which is that God source spirit energy that's pulling you forward, that rises your energy, that reminds you that there is probably something amazing in the works, behind the veil, coming together, but you have to be a participant in the magic. You have to participate. You have to say yes. You have to use your human free will, and you have to choose it. And that's not something anybody else can do for us. That is part of our human responsibility. It's what are you choosing? And so this is a sense of, I can feel I'm supposed to move in this direction. I can feel it because it makes me happy. I feel powerful. I feel ready. This Mercury in retrograde is also trining the North Node in Cancer. And that is a return to your home, the sense of home within. And it's trusting yourself, trusting your heart. That Cancer energy wants to feel safe as well. So it's looking at what feels good to you on a daily basis, that daily experience that supports your energy, that supports who you are. So these water signs are asking you to get out of your head. And yes, the practical sensibilities matter. But when Mercury connects with Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn, you're meant to be developing a plan. You're meant to put together something that is the right steps, the practical elements, and you're meant to be formulating what you want so that you have a direction to go. And this could be something like this plan could be in 6 months or it could be in a year. I actually feel it on a faster timeline because of how energetically strong 2020 is. I'm feeling it as, a 3 month, 4 month, 6 month plan, because the world's going to energetically be very different in a year at the end of 2020. So there's something that's pushing you to trust yourself and have that be enough to gain clarity around what it is you want, to develop a 3 month, 4 month, 6 month plan. I mean, it's different for everybody, but there's something here where, you know, we don't have forever. Okay, at a soul level, you have forever. But I mean, in this life, you don't have forever to be in neutral or to wish about something or to think about something. I remember 2 decades ago, I went and spoke with a professional counselor, like a career career therapist. And she had asked me about how I was feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. And of course, it's a very subjective 1 to 10. It's different for everybody. And I told her, well, most days I'm like a 5-6 about what I'm doing. And she said, okay, well, if it's ever at a 3-4 consistently, you know, for weeks or for months, then that's really important. Now, every job or every career, you have the high points, you have the stressful times, you have the great wins, and you have the times when you're worried or you're stressed. It's all part of the journey. And so she, you know, made me mindful of the fact that, okay, if I feel like I'm at a 3-4 for a long period of time, then I really need to change something. Now, I look back on that conversation, which I think was really good advice, but I wasn't spiritually or energetically awake, so I had a different perception of what career meant, of what jobs meant. And now what I've realized is that when you feel you're at a 5 or a 6, you're actually in neutral, and it could feel apathetic. You could feel like you're just stuck, and that can also be a danger zone in a way if you're there for too long. Because when we get to that 3-4, then we're like, okay, yeah, I got to make change. It's time to do something else. You know, you can get, you know, a fire going that it's time to look into the next step. But when you're at a 5-6, when you're at that neutral place, that can be good at times. But is that really where you want to live your life? Because honestly, I want to live my life at 8, 9, 10. And that's what I'm doing now. And that's why I'm so grateful to do this work, to connect with people all over the world, to support people. I can't believe it's my reality. I really can't, because I'm very business minded. I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's like, if you feel that you're in this place of, yeah, it's all right, it's okay, what you're also being asked to do, especially by the Capricorn energies, Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn, is to say, well, take a long-term perspective on your life. Is this really what you want? Are you climbing the mountain you want to climb? Are you headed in the direction you want to go? Because you don't have forever. Capricorn and Saturn especially are about time. You know, the time in a day, the time in a week, the time in a month, the time of our lives. So there's something here where you're meant to dig into a passion. So something you love, something you want to do, and to look at how you can live your life from that place on a daily basis. And to push yourself forward, but with some really amazing divine support here around where you felt blocked. And the blocks can be internal. The blocks can be a timing thing. I know that there can be many blocks, but it's also shifting your perception that it's like, I feel like this push through to 8, 9, 10, this push into requiring more of yourself. And when you do that, you're then telling the universe, spirit, God, source, no, I require more. And then they say, okay, great. We're going to give you more. We're going to support you in what you're requiring, in what you're wanting. So it's this awesome conversation here around how you can move past the fears, the limitations, the unknowns, and any kinds of emotional intensity to turn it into power, to turn it into a surge of, I want this, I'm going for this. And that's also Scorpio. You know, Scorpio has a passion, a drive, ambition. It does not give up. And that's where you can step into a deeper desire that perhaps you've left on the table, or you covered it up. You didn't want anybody to know who you really are. You covered it up. I don't want people to see this. That can also go to a childhood pain that you're seeing differently. If you were made fun of, if you were rejected, if you were bullied, if you were judged, if you were abandoned, all of that shapes our emotional world. It shapes how we feel safe to be ourselves or not. And all of that is being reworked throughout November. If you choose it, if you want it, if you say yes to moving through these blocks. And it's time. It's powerful, and I feel like there's so many people who are ready. So one thing I want to share with you is a tool, an energy tool that I've used through the years for over a decade now, through the energy practice called Jin Shinjutsu. Now, this is a Japanese energy practice that was lost for centuries. It's similar to acupressure. Okay, where it's very gentle, it's very kind. And in fact, the name Jin Shinjutsu translates to the art of the creator through the person of knowing and compassion. So it's this energy coming through that recognizes you as a person of knowing and compassion, and it's supporting what you need. And this is a beautiful energy practice that is very kind, loving, easy, gentle. And I came about this information back in 2007 when a very wise teacher of mine was a practitioner of Jin Shinjutsu and showed me how to work with emotions that were in my body, that had been in my body due to a very deep time in my life. I do share more about that in my book, The Art of Trapeze. About when I moved to Paris and the adventures I had and the process that I went through around following the call of a heart. And she taught me how to energetically clear myself and my emotions through this very gentle practice. So there's many ways to do Jin Shinjutsu. And what I'm going to share with you are the hand holds or the finger holds. So take a look at your hand, any hand, choose a hand. And start with your thumb. The thumb is associated with worry, the energy of worry. Your pointer finger is associated with fear. Your middle finger is associated with anger. Your ring finger is associated with grief. And the pinky is associated with nervousness, or anything that you're trying too hard to do. Five fingers, right? And so what you can do is you take your other hand, and if you are perhaps feeling worry, you would take your other hand and gently hold your thumb. It's a very soft, open hold. You're not gripping it. You're not tightening it. You're just holding your thumb. And it's recommended to do this for 5 to 10 minutes. And you can move through each finger. So you're holding your thumb with your other hand for 5 to 10 minutes. You can feel the energy pulsing. You can feel the energy shifting. And you might just feel when you're done, like, okay, I'm done holding my thumb. It's good to go now. Then you can move on to your ring finger, which is fear, and hold that finger. Feel the energy, feel your pulse, feel what comes through. Again, 5 to 10 minutes. And then let go. Move on to the middle finger, anger, the ring finger, grief, the pinky, nervousness, or trying to do something. And as you hold each of the fingers, you'll feel the energy shift, and then you might do it on the other hand. There's no wrong way to do this, at least what I've been taught. There is a need to just be very gentle and listen to the body, allow the energy to move. You can do this anywhere. You can do this when you're sitting in the car with somebody, you're sitting on the metro, you're in a meeting, you're out to dinner with someone and you're feeling nervous. Wherever you are, you can gently hold your fingers. It moves the energies out, and I thought this was exceptionally fitting because of how Mercury rules our hands and our fingers, and Scorpio is connected with our deep emotions. So this Jin Shin Jitsu handholds are perfect for this Mercury retrograde and moving the blocks in yourself, the emotional blocks around fear. I would go to bed holding a finger. Like if I couldn't sleep or if something was spinning in my head, I'll hold the worry finger or the anger or the grief or fear, whatever, and just allow the energy to move through before going to sleep. A few years ago when we had to evacuate for a hurricane, we went inland and stayed at this condo, and the hurricane was so loud. It was like they say it sounds like a train. It does sound like a train, but it sounded like I was lying on the train track and the hurricane was directly above us. I mean, it was just a lot of energy, and I was doing these handholds. I was holding my thumb for worry. I was holding my finger for fear. And that's how I was able to relax with very little effort. So these handholds are powerful. Do them regularly. Do them as needed. And then I'd recommend, if you're interested in more of this kind of energy medicine and this energy work, again, Jin Shin Jitsu is something that requires certification. You go through, of course, the course and the learning of it. But it's also something that you can just use for yourself and that you can teach other people the basics of using energy in their body, how it helps with healing, how it helps with that self-care of the emotional body. So please know that you have simple, free ways to move energy through you. You don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, this is, again, something you can do anywhere. Anywhere. And I would recommend that if you're having a deep fear, you do this as often as you need to, rotating hands throughout the day even, and allow the energy to move through you, to be unblocked, and see how you feel on the other side after trying this. I'm going to put the image on the screen there so you can see what I'm talking about. And if by chance, I always like to credit my sources, but you know how the internet is. You don't always know who to credit. So if you want to learn more about Jin Shin Jitsu, I'll put a link below as well. You can go to jsjinc.net. for one of their main websites. So my friends, this is an amazing Mercury retrograde to get in track, on track and in alignment with who you are, to understand that you're here to be in your power, to feel your own life force, to trust yourself, to go for what you want, and to step into more of who you are. There's a lot of clearing energies that are necessary and that are important right now. The more you can take care of yourself at an energetic level, the easier it's going to be. And the more benefits you're going to feel as well. So thank you so much for joining me as we talk about such a great Mercury retrograde in Scorpio that's going to bring many gifts and many revelations. If you also are ready to step into your 2020 energy, you maybe have heard by now that I have a webinar that's all about the 2020 astrology and what to look for in your chart, what's coming up for you, where the biggest energies are happening, what you are here to shift and change in relationships, where you're ready to make some new career choices. All of this is coming forward right now. And if you use the coupon code POWERFUL at checkout, you can get the full program for $22. And that's so that as many people as possible will know what they're here to do in this next decade. I really hope it supports you. Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate it. And I look forward to connecting with you again on Wednesday when we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of November as we move into the 11th month of the year. We get close to the 11-11 portal and we understand that it is time. It is time and we are ready to step into this next chapter of our lives and where humanity is going. Thank you so much and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Take good care.